Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 6:47 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight. Wichita State at Memphis.
Two.
Patrick Mahomes practices in limited capacity. Remains in concussion protocol.
One.
Americans celebrate inauguration from a distance. Watching on TV. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic, not really seeing any big traffic tie-ups at the moment. I am seeing some heavier traffic volumes just in a couple of places out there. Doesn't seem to be slowing anything down at the moment. And the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, well, those gasoline prices where they've been for the most part all week, right around $2.19 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 57 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Friday, sunny, cooling off a little bit. Tomorrow's high only 45 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, calm, and 26 degrees. Well, we had a good day on Wall Street.
Stocks hitting all-time highs as Joe Biden is sworn in as the nation's 46th president. At the close, the Dow up 257 points, the S&P up 52, the NASDAQ up 260, all three indexes in record territory. And it was back to the future in today's trading as big tech stocks led the broader markets. Investors optimistic for tech on the basis of blowout earnings numbers for Netflix. After the bell last night, the company reported that subscribers topped 200 million for the first time, the stock enjoying its biggest one-day gain since at least July 2017. Investors continue riding on high expectations of a massive stimulus spending bill and what is shaping up as a solid earnings season. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Canadian company behind the Keystone XL oil pipeline says it has suspended work on the pipeline in anticipation of President Biden revoking the permit. The 1,700-mile pipeline would carry roughly 800,000 barrels of oil a day from Alberta to the Texas Gulf Coast, passing through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. The company said it will review the decision, assess its implications, and consider its options, but it said the project will be suspended. And again, here in a few minutes, we'll talk with U.S. Senator Senator Marshall, about, and that's one of the topics we'll bring up, because I think he's involved in that. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. How much car can I afford? I know the answer. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, though, has a good slant on this morning, right?
You know the answer for you. Huh?
Yeah, I do for me, I think.
Okay, well, good. You know, I've often wondered how so many people drive expensive cars. Maybe you've seen that too. I can only assume that many of these drivers were either gifted the vehicle from a rich relative, that uncle they have, or they're driving something they really can't afford. Well, it may seem obvious, but for many, it's difficult to separate the emotion of an expensive new car from what they can really afford. Before you begin your search for a car, it's essential that you calculate how much you can spend on it. If you saved up $45,000 for that car of your dreams, the answer is very easy. If that money isn't needed for living expenses or for your emergency fund, you probably are good to go. But if you need to finance a vehicle, consider the cost of ownership, not just that payment. To keep the cost of a car manageable, it's recommended that all projected costs of the vehicle do not exceed 15% of your take-home pay. Expenses include payments, insurance, fuel, and projected repairs and maintenance. Take future expenses into account as well when calculating the costs. That would be rent increases and other expenditures that you're going to face. Do not sacrifice your long-range savings goals for your new ride. That means to not cut back on what you're putting away for retirement because you want to buy a nice car. If you need to take your emergency fund or cut into retirement for the car, sorry, you can't afford it. Some loan terms may be for 5 or 6 years. If you need to stretch payments for a period longer than the time you expect to own the car, you can't afford it. To maximize your purchase, you should plan on keeping the car for at least 2 years after you have paid it off so that you can squirrel away money you would have used for payments on the next vehicle. And the bigger the down payment, the lower the payment, and the shorter the loan term you can use to finance your car. Happy driving. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, we've got a number of advertisers who sell automobiles, and we're not saying you shouldn't buy a car, are we?
Not at all. You need a car and buy what you can afford, though.
We keep a fairly new one at our house. It's always, you know, Shelly gets the new car. I'm driving a 2002 Mazda Tribute.
Yeah.
Hail damage on it. It's already been totaled. I've got
my truck has hail damage. Yeah.
But it makes sense for me to do that. It's not a whole expense. You do have the taxes and the insurance.
Yeah.
Ted's a guy who's Have you ever had a brand new car?
Same
Ted?
With you. I'm driving an 01. Yeah, I bought it new in 2001.
Yeah. So we're not the guys who spend a lot of money on cars. Although I do have a new one.
Yeah.
A new Honda, but. Yeah,
I like a nice car, but I almost inevitably buy used. Just a couple of years old, something off lease or something. And
I had a couple of guys that I know who are my age, you know, 70 or so, and they bought their dream car. Like one guy got this really fancy Corvette. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
And it's just his toy for his old age.
Well, if he can afford it, that's great.
He's probably richer than Rockefeller. You know,
you never know.
All right. Well, today is National Hugging Day.
Okay.
Bring it in, Don.
Okay. Oh, Ted. Aww. You know,
it's recognized officially by the United States Copyright Office.
Your beard is scratchy.
But it's not a public holiday. The purpose of the day is to help everyone show more emotion
Watch
in public.
Watch that hand, Ted.
The only way to celebrate the day is by offering a hug to anyone and everyone you want.
And then get slapped with a sexual harassment suit.
Plus, in COVID, we're not supposed to touch.
That's a good point.
Maybe they should have postponed National Hugging Day.
I think
we can just think about hugging somebody. Like,
believe me, it goes through my head a few times a day.
Stop that.
And
now.
I can tell you exactly who.
Again, this is one of those times where I'm sorry I brought this up.
Hey, yeah.
You guys. All right, quick. I guess that's
Ted, you can let go now.
All right, that's it. National Hugging Day. Hug at your own risk, right? Okay. 6:55, Steve and Ted, coming up all the news here at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. Celebrating the inauguration from a distance, we have that story and more news, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.